the Denver, Colorado climate summary for yesterday, February 4th, 2019. Yesterday's high temperature was 57 degrees and the low 21. No precipitation fell yesterday, which leaves the monthly total at 0.00 inches. This is 0.05 inches below the normal amount of 0.05 inches for February. The total precipitation for the year still stands at 0.75 inches, which is 0.29 inches above normal. No snow fell yesterday, which leaves the monthly total at 0.0 inches. The total snowfall for the year still stands at 14.4 inches. The normal high temperature for today is 45 degrees, and the normal low is 17. The record high for today is 76, which occurred in 1963, and the record low is minus 24, which occurred in 1989. Sunrise today is at 7:03 a.m. and sunset is at 5:23 p.m. This is the Denver Metro Air Pollution Forecast, effective 4 p.m. on Monday. An action day for visibility is now in effect for the 7-county Denver-Boulder metropolitan area. Indoor burning restrictions and requests to limit driving are now in effect until at least 4 p.m. Tuesday. Poor visibility and an exceedance of the state visibility standard are expected on Tuesday. Otherwise, good or moderate air quality conditions are expected. No other air quality advisories are in effect. Light overnight winds and limited morning mixing will lead to poor visibility on Tuesday. Visibility is expected to improve to moderate in the afternoon. A Pacific system to bring snow to the northern Colorado mountains. Snow will increase in intensity and coverage tonight and will continue through Thursday morning across the northern mountains. West and southwest facing slopes will see the heaviest snowfall amounts. This is a winter weather advisory. For the following, in Colorado, Rocky Mountain National Park and the Medicine Bow Range, winter weather advisory in effect from 5 p.m. this afternoon to 5 a.m. Mountain Standard Time Thursday. What? Snow expected. Total snow accumulations of 6 to 13 inches expected, heaviest around Rabbit Ears Pass. Winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. Where? Rabbit Ears Pass and Rocky Mountain National Park and the Medicine Bow Range. When? From 5 p.m. this afternoon to 5 a.m. Mountain Standard Time Thursday. Additional details, travel could be very difficult with icy and snow-packed conditions over the mountain passes. A winter weather advisory for snow means periods of snow will cause primarily travel difficulties. Expect snow-covered roads and limited visibilities, and use caution while driving. The latest road conditions for the state you are calling from can be obtained by calling 511. This is a winter weather advisory. For the following, in Colorado, the mountains of Summit County, the Mosquito Range, and the Indian Peaks, winter weather advisory in effect from 6 a.m. Wednesday to 5 a.m. Mountain Standard Time Thursday. What? Snow expected. Total snow accumulations of 3 to 8 inches expected. Where? The mountains of Summit County, the Mosquito Range, and the Indian Peaks. When? From 6 a.m. Wednesday to 5 a.m. Mountain Standard Time Thursday. Additional details, travel could be very difficult with icy and snow-packed conditions over the mountain passes. A winter weather advisory for snow means periods of snow will cause primarily travel difficulties. Expect snow-covered roads and limited visibilities, and use caution while driving. The latest road conditions for the state you are calling from can be obtained by calling 511. Winter weather advisory for the northern mountains tonight through Wednesday night. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for northeast and north-central Colorado. For today and tonight, expect occasional snow showers over the northern mountains today, especially north of the Interstate 70 corridor. Amounts will be on the lighter side, generally in the 1 to 4 inch range. Snow will increase over the mountains tonight with 2 to 6 inches of snow, heaviest around Rabbit Ears Pass. Across lower elevations, clouds and areas of fog this morning, then some sunshine this afternoon. Cooler temperatures are expected today, especially north and east of Denver, with readings only in the 30s to middle 40s. And now the extended outlook for the period Wednesday through Monday. A strong system will continue impacting Colorado from Wednesday through Thursday morning. This system will bring moderate snowfall and gusty winds to the mountains. Additional snow accumulations of 3 to 6 inches will be possible. Across the urban corridor and eastern plains, a cold front will move through by early Wednesday afternoon, with temperatures turning colder and light to moderate snow beginning to fall. Snow amounts of 2 to 4 inches from the foothills eastward to the I-25 corridor during the afternoon may cause poor travel conditions for Wednesday evening's rush hour. Lighter snow amounts are expected over the plains east of a line between Greeley and Denver International Airport. The rest of the week and this weekend will see mainly dry conditions with below average temperatures. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation will not be needed today or tonight. The 6 a.m. observations around northeast Colorado. Denver International Airport reported fog with 1/4 mile visibility. The temperature was 18 degrees, the dew point 17, the relative humidity 96%. The wind was calm. The pressure was 29.65 inches and rising. Aurora was 17 degrees. Centennial Fair. The temperature was 20. Broomfield reported partly cloudy and 19. Boulder Fair. The temperature was 19. Fort Collins Loveland Airport, cloudy and 20 degrees. Greeley fog and 20. Elsewhere in Colorado, Monument Hill Fair and 37. The wind was southwest at 16 gusting to 24. Colorado Springs fog and 23. The wind was southeast at 10. Akron fog and 17. The wind was southeast at 13. Lyman fog and 20. The wind was south at 13 miles an hour. At Estes Park it was 35 degrees. The wind was southwest at 9 miles an hour gusting to 20. Copper Mountain mostly cloudy and 23. The wind was south at 16 miles an hour. Grand Junction Fair and 40. Some other observations, Cheyenne Fair and 22. North Platte cloudy and 10. Goodland cloudy and 14. Again, Denver International Airport was 18 degrees with fog. Here is the forecast for Boulder and the western Denver suburbs. Today, partly cloudy. Highs 44 to 52. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the 20s. Wednesday, chance of snow showers in the morning, then snow showers likely in the afternoon. Colder. Snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. Highs near 30. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of snow 70%. Wednesday night, snow showers likely. Much colder. Lows 2 to 6. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of snow 70%. Here is the forecast for Denver. Today, partly cloudy. Patchy fog early in the morning. Highs 44 to 54. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the 20s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Wednesday, chance of snow showers in the morning, then snow showers likely in the afternoon. Colder. Snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches. Highs near 30. North winds 10 to 20 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of snow 70%. Wednesday night, snow showers likely. Much colder. Lows 1 to 5. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of snow 60%. Here is the extended forecast for the Denver and Boulder area. Thursday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower to mid 20s. Thursday night and Friday, mostly clear. Lows 5 to 9. Highs near 40. Friday night and Saturday, mostly clear. Lows 15 to 19. highs in the lower to mid-40s. Saturday night through Sunday night, partly cloudy. Lows 16 to 20. Highs near 40. Monday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower to mid-40s.